President Barack Obama blames Republicans for blocking an election year increase in the federal minimum wage, and he says their vote denied millions of Americans a way out of poverty.
By preventing even a vote on this bill, they prevented a raise for 28 million hardworking Americans. They said no to helping millions work their way out of poverty.
Republicans argue that an increase in the minimum wage would result in job losses. In a mostly partisan vote, the Senate failed to proceed to a full debate on the issue on Wednesday. The White House and Democrats are pressing for an increase from $7.25 an hour to $10.10 an hour. Democrats believe the wage increase has widespread support and is a winning political issue heading into the November congressional elections. Obama underscored the politics by saying that voters can ultimately vote opponents of the minimum wage out of office. New York City is close to finalizing a contract with the union that represents its 75,000 public school teachers, according to people familiar with the negotiations. A labor official and a senior administration official said Wednesday that Democratic Mayor Bill de Blasio could announce the multi-year agreement as early as today. This would be his first major labor agreement as mayor. The new accord for the city's teachers and other employees of the nation's biggest public school system would signal a turning point in a city government running almost entirely on expired contracts. The teachers' contract, which also covers school nurses, counselors, and secretaries, expired on October 1, 2009. The official was unsure how the new contract would address retroactive pay. De Blasio and the leaders of the city's largest labor unions have differed on whether the city could afford such a contract provision. 4 months into de Blasio's tenure, his administration reached a new contract with just one of the city's 150 labor unions, a small unit representing environmental workers. After the city agreed to give $50,000 in back pay to each of the 200 environmental workers, the city's other unions, including the massive health care, maintenance workers, and teachers unions, asked for retroactive raises that would total up to $7 billion. Though the unions and some fiscal experts believe the city could afford the raises, which amount to nearly 10% of the city's budget, last week de Blasio said it was abundantly clear it could not. The city's schools serve 1.1 million students, and it has a $24 billion annual budget.
Solidarity forever.
Today on International Workers' Day, workers commemorate the Haymarket Affair in Chicago and the fight for an eight-hour day. The struggle continues to raise the minimum wage to ensure workers' safety on the job and for fair labor contracts. Occupy Wall Street activists in New York City will join labor groups for demonstrations. They include a march at noon to Wells Fargo, then Bank of America and HSBC, and then on to Union Square. There's also a gathering in Zuccotti Park, the site of the original Occupy Wall Street camp back in 2011. Protests are also planned in Seattle, San Francisco, Boston, and elsewhere. It was the Occupy movement which popularized the concept of the financially elite 1%. It was based on revolutionary tax research conducted by French economist Tom Piketty. Using tax records, Piketty and his team quantified how much money it took to belong to the 1% and what share of personal income that group controlled. Piketty's research inspired Occupy's fixation on the wealthy echelon of society, but he didn't attract widespread attention until the publication of his recent best-selling book, Capital in the 21st Century. The gap between the richest Americans and everyone else has emerged gradually over decades, but it accelerated with the Great Recession. According to the Census Bureau, the difference between the income earned by the wealthiest Americans and by a medium-income household has risen 24% in 30 years. years. It was de Blasio's depiction of A Tale of Two Cities which helped to propel him into office. Experts say Obama's entry into the fray was a game changer that steered the global narrative. Pope Francis denounced trickle-down economic theories for espousing an unethical survival of the fittest mentality. Economists say when ordinary middle-class Americans are generally faring well, they tend not to notice how the wealthiest are doing. But when the economy goes south, so does sentiment towards the rich. May Day today is a reminder that it's workers who drive the nation forward. At 5 p.m., there's a large May Day rally in New York City at City Hall Park. Expect workers, community, and immigration advocates and union officials to participate in the rally to mark the observance of May Day, International Workers' Day. That's at City Hall Park, 5 p.m. Use the entrance at Broadway and Barclay Street. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.